Time for the weekly tarot stars, and we'll kick off with Aries, Sharina.
The King of Wands. This is power. I love the King of Wands, and it's all about massive changes. It's like you're going to be really vibrant and vital, and it's charismatic perhaps, and sort of really it's a lucky time of making some dramatic changes to your life.
Lovely. And next up is Taurus.
I love the Wheel of Fortune. The Wheel of Fortune's luck. It's all about timing, destiny, and it's a turning point. And you're really feeling that you're really being swept along with a new tide of wealth. So take advantage of the chances. Opportunity's going to be knocked and knocking on your door, and expect the unexpected.
Okay. And next along is Gemini.
Gemini, you've got the Magician card, and you've got the ability to manifest what you want now. You have to write that word. Get one of those white letterings, belief. I want to see belief written up, because you've got this ability. Knowledge is the key to success, so don't deceive yourself that you know all the answers, okay? And focus on your goals and start doing that manifesting. The Magician card shows you'll be able to work out your own problems as well.
Okay, next along is Cancer.
Justice. This can represent, justice is a Libran, but it also can represent, in this position, it can represent like a ticket, you know, like a parking fine or something. So just be careful of your fines and speeding and things. It's also about restoring balance in your life and communicating and getting things off your chest, accepting the truth perhaps, and making major, or not actually major, just making decisions, small and major decisions.
Okay, next along is Leo.
Six of Wands for Leo. And the Six of Wands is about pride and victory and rewards for what efforts you've put in. It's like you're looking after yourself and feeling very proud over your achievements. And it looks like you could be in the limelight somehow.
Okay. And next along is Virgo.
Virgo's got the Six of Swords. And this is all about leaving the past behind. Beginning to be more positive about life, heading on to better times, and moving away from trouble.
And what's happening for lovely Libra?
The Lover's card. Ooh. This is the power of love and how you're going to deal with it. This can actually represent two lovers to choose from, or making a choice, or it's all about balance. Balance in life, but you know, are you spending too much time with your career and neglecting your personal life? So it's all about, the Lover's card can represent temptations, or commitments, completeness.
Okay, and Scorpio is next.
Card.
Scorpio's next, Sharina.
The Fool.
Oh,
the card of the Fool is all about childlike. It's like you're really an optimistic person. You're ready to leap into anything, going on a personal quest, travel, going into unknown territories and taking risks.
And Sagittarius is next, Sharina.
Beware the devil. The devil's all about like living a lie, or there's really a lot of temptations there. Unconscious reactions. Being obsessed in something, or maybe even ignorance in relationship or manipulation by others. There's negative energy there, so we need to get rid of that.
Okay. Now, next along is Capricorn.
Ten of Cups. The Ten of Cups is family, happiness, joy. I believe this is the wish card, the Ten of Cups. It's just feeling at one with the world, seeing a lot, tremendous emotional fulfillment, and passionate encounters of the exciting times.
What's happening for Aquarius?
Judgment. Transformation taking place. Accounting for past actions. Accepting things for what they are. Re-evaluating what you want to do with your life and the future.
And last but not least, Sharina is Pisces.
The Hereford card, this can represent a marriage. And also, or it's a person that could be someone that you really respect giving you some really sound advice. And it's also the time that you're going to find you're really conforming, I guess. Teaching, perhaps.
Okay.
SharinaStar.com. And the phone number there for the private readings is a Brisbane number. For the booking there, SharinaStar.com. You can actually go to that website, SharinaStar Facebook, or 07-3351-5566. That's 07-3351-5566, and speak to a person.
By the name of Leela.
Use a computer.